And just before Dean Truman comes forward to begin our formal worship with a call that we would bow and bring glory to God, I'd like to just announce the homegoing of a very important friend of the seminary. Dr. John Oak is an extraordinarily important leader in the Korean church. He went home to be with the Lord just within the last week. He helped found a church that is one of the largest in the Korean world and therefore in the world. He is well known for his ministry of discipleship making. His materials have been used in churches in many, many locations. And it is the Sarang Church that he helped found. And if you know anything about our campus, you know there's a Sarang Room. And that was given as a gift to celebrate that building project of the Andreas Center some time ago. And so I want you to hear the note that I'm writing to the church family and to the family, and then have a word of prayer of gratitude for this special family. Date is September 9th, 2010. To the family of Dr. John Oak and the church family of the Sarang Church, at this time of the homegoing of your great spiritual leader, Reverend Dr. Oak, we express our common sorrow with you and our common joy in the hope of the gospel which he preached so well and so long. Today is our convocation for the new academic year, 2010-2011, something which we have been doing since our founding in 1929. We will pray for you at our convocation today, giving thanks for the impact and ongoing legacy of his ministry, as well as the extraordinary generosity to and love for Westminster Theological Seminary. In Christ's service, I sign my name. So please join me in a word of prayer for that family and that ongoing ministry. Lord, we do thank you for the legacy of the Reverend Dr. John Oak, the founder of the Sarang Church. It's amazing when we consider the fact that this brother who died at 72 founded a church that has seen some 80,000 registered members and 45,000 who regularly worship in his congregation. We thank you for the over 100 books he published and his ministry of focusing on discipleship. We thank you that his labors will continue. We praise you, Lord, for the impact he had on Chongqing University, one of our partner schools, for his studies at Calvin Theological Seminary, and that he completed his Doctor of Ministry here at Westminster. We thank you for the legacy that is with us in his family, in his church, and the giving that was part of his love for Westminster. And now, Lord, would you allow your amazing grace, your perfect peace, your unshakable joy to preserve and bless this spiritual and natural family with the hope of Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you, Lord, for some here today who by your grace will one day also leave a legacy that others will rejoice in. May it be so, and we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.